Hello all, and welcome to another edition of Everyday Black History. Now today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting a man by the name of Emmett Chappelle. And Emmett Chappelle is a scientist who made valuable contributions in the fields of medicine, food science, and astrochemistry, and of course, philanthropy. Now there's not a lot, you know, about his early life. He was born October 25th, 1925 in Phoenix, Arizona. And he is a holder of 14 U.S. patents that he received for his inventions and for discoveries that he made that are vital to the scientific world. Now, as mentioned, a lot is not known about his early life, but what's important is his career and the important discoveries that he made that, you know, has changed the scientific world, has changed things for space travel and just for those astronauts who spent a lot of time in space. Now, from 1950 to 1954, he received his Bachelor's of Science from the University of California in 1950. And from 1950 to 1954, without any graduate teaching experience, he taught at the Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee, as a biochemistry, an instructor in biochemistry. And from 1955 to 1959, he was a research associate at Stanford University. After that, he joined the Research Institute in Baltimore, division of the Martin Marietta Corporation, which was famous at that time for designing airplanes and spacecraft. And there, he discovered that even one-cell plants such as algae, which are lightweight and can be transported easily, can convert carbon dioxide to oxygen, which made it possible to create a safe food supply for astronauts, and he was the man who discovered that. After that, he went on to work at Hazleton Laboratories in 1963 as a biochemist, and then he went in 1966 to work for NASA at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. There, he worked as a research chemist and later became a remote sensing scientist studying natural systems to improve environmental management. Now, during his time at NASA, he was also what's called an exobiologist. An exobiologist is someone who engaged in the search for extraterrestrial life and the effects of extraterrestrial surroundings on living organisms, as well as an astrochemist, the chemistry of astronomical objects in interstellar space. As mentioned, while working there, he was responsible for monitoring remote sensing devices, as well as the other work that we mentioned that he did. Now, some of his work includes the detection. Some of his work that he's well known for is bioluminescence. The area of luminescence, which is light without heat. And while he worked at NASA, he designed instruments for the Mars Viking spacecraft. And he became interested in bioluminescence, which is warm light produced by living organisms. And he used two chemicals from fireflies, which gave off light that when mixed with another compound, ATP, which is an energy storage compound found in all living cells, it produced more light that can be used in spacecrafts. Now, it was also used as a method to detect life on Mars. He also proved that a number of bacteria that's found in water can be measured by the amount of light given off by that bacteria. He also showed how satellites can monitor luminescent levels to monitor crops, growth rates, water conditions, and harvest timing for different planets. As mentioned, he was, you know, curious about life on Mars or life on other planets. And he, as mentioned, received 14 patents. And his research was designed to find life on other planets, such as Mars or other nearby planets. So, due to his discoveries, it made it possible so that, you know, astronauts can have a safe food supply, as well as see how plants and how life grows, or how life is maintained on some of these planets that may be considered harsh to us. His information made it possible for more travels to Mars. Now, He has produced more than 35 peer-reviewed scientific or technical publications and nearly 50 conference papers, that he co-authored or edited, has his name on them. So we can see that based off the information that we went through of all his discoveries, even though there's not much known about his personal life, what his family life was like, just due to these personal discoveries, we can see he's a man who contributed a lot to not just Black history for his discoveries, but also just for what he's done for history, making it possible for space travel, for travel to making space travel more maintainable for the human body, and even being able to see if there's life on these other planets. So, Emmett Chappelle, we thank you for your contribution to Black history, and we salute you for it. And that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. Be sure to tune in as we'll be having more people who will be highlighting for their contributions to Black history and what it means for us today. So stay tuned for the next episode.